Syracuse Common Councilors started holding budget hearings this week. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, lawmakers' budget deliberations are being live-streamed online, and there are other technological improvements in the council chambers as well.
Cameras peek out of the corners of Common Council chambers these days, and the mic system is hooked up and ready to allow live streaming of budget hearings that start this week. Citizens can watch them from the city's homepage or visit the City of Syracuse's YouTube channel. Common Council President Helen Hudson says it's about time it's easier for residents to watch government in action.
It's more transparency, for one, and now it gives the disabled community that can't make it here an opportunity, because it's going to be closed caption, and they'll have an opportunity now to be able to follow along and be a part of the city business.
That's not the only way councilors are becoming more technologically adept. For the first time, the proposed budget and future agendas will be delivered via tablets that will be assigned to each lawmaker.
Every 2 weeks, we print these books, and that's hundreds of trees. So now we can have everything on these tablets, and we'll be able to follow along without having to kill the trees.
Anyone can watch as lawmakers hold budget hearings through this month and vote on Mayor Ben Walsh's proposed $245 million spending plan in May. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.